Okay, thank you very much for joining, and well, and actually, thank you very much for supporting and agreeing, volunteering to this working group. So we don't. I really don't think we have a lot of things to do, but we have to act in a very short time frame. So today I tried to summarize what's the main problem. The main problem is that we realized that in previous working groups we realized that people treat their, when they do not, when they choose not to vote at some kind of voting, they are actually sometimes very surprised to learn that because of them not voting, the voting failed. It's because we haven't reached the quorum. And in many cases, the source, main source of surprise is that they really do not... Well, people view not their non-vote completely different from how probably some others view it. And therefore, one of the recommendations of one of the previous groups was to let people indicate how their non-vote should be treated. I tried to summarize some of the cases. For example, maybe they think that they just don't care and they're not going to vote, and there's no no mechanism how we can push them to vote. But they don't want to obstruct the voting process, or they, okay, we don't vote and we will never vote, but don't count us in the total number of members which is used to tell if the quorum is reached. So they just say, don't count us in quorum. Or they say, if we don't vote, it means yes, we support. If we don't vote, it means we vote against the policy or whatever. So the aim of this group is not to decide whether it's good or not, but to find out how people would really, do people support the idea of letting members tell how we should view their non-vote activity. So that's a short summary from me. Are there any questions from anyone on the call?
Yes, this is Celia. I have a question.
Yes. Hello, Celia. Yep.
So I was wondering, the idea below this would be to develop some sort of system where each member can say how their abstention will count individually, or is it to develop a general guideline on what abstention means in general?
Well,
I know this will depend on the results, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a very long story, and it started with elections process review working group, where the quorum issue was identified, one of the recommendations of that working group on elections review is to develop a tool, web tool, where any CCNSO member could log in, see information about themselves, see who their primary, secondary contacts are, see which working groups are active at the moment, to see which documents are discussed, which votings are open, and so on and so on. So to see everything, including history of previous votings and so on. So yes, the idea is, the general idea is to have a tool. And if the community supports approach of this non-vote interpretation, then yes, we would have in the tool we would have an opportunity for the members to indicate how their non-vote should be treated.
Great. So one other question. My only hesitation is if we are having a hard time to get people to vote, maybe we will also find a hard time to get people to say what their abstention means.
Yeah, well, I agree. It could be a challenge, let's say. It could be a challenge, but again, this is nothing we can do to change. I don't think we can force our members to participate. The reason why they join, CCNSO, they are different too, right? Maybe they just want to receive emails or just want to come to meetings,
right.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Maybe they just don't want to.
Yeah, I'm thinking it makes sense to after we get the community input on what everyone thinks. Maybe it might be the case that we get a general, maybe all the ideas have a general direction, and from there we can develop a general rule on what abstention means. Maybe that could be a possibility. I don't know.
It could be, but judging from our previous experience from previous working groups, I don't think we can find one solution fits all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because when we discussed this with, for example, Sabine from DINIC, she was quite clear that if she doesn't vote, it's like no. Well, she's like she disagreed and is not going to implement the policy, for example. But I think it was Barak, right, Gabi?
It was Sabine who said that if they don't vote, then that would be I don't subscribe to the policy. But then I spoke to others individually, and I think actually it was someone from the Latin American region who told me she was surprised that in our region, if you don't vote, that vote is still counted. I mean, it's like an active act, she said, that she was surprised that would not count as a quorum or something like that. And it's different in every region. So this is what we're trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I
may chip in, as you said, the most of the members are at different levels in terms of awareness and in terms of their membership, what they expected by joining the CCNSO. And I was thinking that by members not voting, it might be because maybe they are not aware of the benefits or the effects on the issue being voted for, whether it's the election or it is the policy resolution. So basically, one might not vote because they have uncertainty on the issue, and it's a matter of getting clarification and understanding how the resolution, how the voting will affect their expectations. It is happening even in the Africa continent for the African top level domain organization. Members are not very active simply because they are at very different levels. They don't know what exactly they're expecting. So when it comes to a policy of which they're not clear, it's not easy for them to vote. They can't say yes or no. And by not voting, you can't count that they agree with the policy or with the election. So basically, it's quite difficult to tell that one who doesn't vote says yes or one who doesn't vote says no, unless he or she votes. Yeah.
That is true. Yes, that's not easy thing. But the problem with not voting is that we can't reach quorum, which means that we have to run another round of voting, and people get tired. Those who vote, I mean, yeah, right. They vote first time. Quorum is not reached, so they are asked to vote again. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's really not important how many vote, but that is another problem. So in the second round, people don't vote, and the outcome of the vote is completely different than it would have been initially if we, for example, knew that some people just don't want to vote and they don't want to stop a decision from being taken. So by saying this, don't count us into a quorum. So we don't want to. The reason why we don't vote, it's not because we want a second round of voting.
Mm.
So it's what we really need to find out. We need to find out what people think about the possibility to state something like that, right?
If you look at this, at this recommendation number two, which is the reason for this working group, exactly that has already been highlighted by that group. And as I said, one of the suggestions was that abstention should be defined as do not count me as quorum, because I understand that, for instance, in the African region, if they think what you just said, if they just feel that we have too little information about this, but we don't want to be an obstacle for this policy to go through, then they could, for instance, choose the option, do not count me as quorum in this vote.
This again will depend on the members' response, because if they can't vote, they can as well not respond to the meaning of abstaining.
Yes, of course, that's absolutely true, and there's no way we can change that. But it's easier to chase them once and say, okay, are you going to vote or not? And some actually, even when they're joining, they already know that they are not going to vote. So when they join, they can say, okay, just don't count us in. We're not going to vote. We accept whatever outcome is going to. But again, that is not, we're not going to solve this. But I agree that this is really an issue, and probably we should spend more time and efforts educating people and explaining what these policies are about. So it doesn't change that, but the scope of our group is the main idea and the main task is to find out what people think about this possibility. So
I agree with the chair on the issue of educating the people. The main issue here is to bring out the values obtained from being the member. If people can understand the values, then they will be in a position to vote so that they keep on enjoying the values mentioned. Yes.
I agree with you.
Because if they understand the values, it's like the way we are selling domains. People, if they understand the value of a domain, they will buy the domain. So even for the members, they need to understand the values of being members to see CNSO. Then from that perspective, they will be following up the policies which will be affecting the values.
I agree, but, this could be one of the recommendations of our group, but the main focus of our group is to find out what people think. And we have to do that by London meeting, and we'll have to go back to the council with a report. So the idea is to run a survey. To run a survey and ask what the general sentiment of our members is.
It's okay.
So, do you agree with this approach? That we just
It's wonderful because we want to hear from them. We want to hear from the members. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So, please.
Sorry, Cecilia, I will suggest, because I think we're like in a chicken and egg situation, right? We get input on something that people don't participate, so it might be, I think the regional organizations might help us in the survey. Maybe they could, we could run the survey with members, but also we could get the input from the regional organizations to get their general feeling in the region, what the experience is in the region with voting and quorums in general.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I was about to propose the same, but what we can do, we can request the region organization to assist in reaching out the members who are not responsive.
I'm not sure we can ask regional organizations. But I think what we could do is we could have two surveys, one to run amongst the CNSO members and another one directed to regional organizations. And, for example, asking what's the general activity of their members and, I don't know, maybe asking something about some specifics of their region.
Okay.
So what do you think about that approach? Because I'm not sure that regional organizations will be willing to chase their members asking to answer our survey. It's just I'm not too optimistic regarding that. But we could ask our own questions.
Yeah, I was just proposing that if we run the survey to members, okay, there might be some members who want to be responding. So maybe we can request the region organizations in reaching out to these non-responsive members. That's what I suggested.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We can try, at least. So maybe let's do it this way. Gabi and I will try to draft a survey. Gabi, can we use Survey Monkey or something?
Yeah. That's no problem.
Okay, very good. So we'll use SurveyMonkey tool for gathering information. And we'll try to send you the first draft of the survey. And I think we'll need some explanatory notes. Maybe.
Yes,
we'll
and also, Katrina, perhaps it would be worth to ask this group. You can think of it. You don't need to reply now, but... I mean, the suggestions, because really we want to also know what how abstain could be interpreted. And there are some suggestion that that means I will not subscribe to policy or just do not count me as quorum. And maybe there are more meanings to it that we haven't considered. This would be quite important to know as well. So maybe we should we'll write an email to the list. To this group afterwards and just ask you to think carefully and consider maybe there are more interpretations that we haven't thought of.
Yeah, I think that's a good...
Katrina, this
yes.
is home.
Yeah, home.
I have a bad cold. Sorry.
Is it winter in your area?
Sorry. I have a quick comment. On the survey, I think survey is a good idea to let us gauge the general opinion from our community. But what is the purpose for us to achieve from the survey? After the survey, we summarize results, and then we will have I don't believe we will have 100% consensus, maybe rough consensus. Then we have a general interpretation of the of the. silence, not voting, or we still need the individual indication at each voting.
No. I think that we definitely need. That's my feeling. That we definitely will need individual indication from each member. So we definitely cannot come up with common. Common approach to every abstention. But I think one of the reasons is to understand what people think about some members identifying how to treat their abstentions or whatever. What they think about the possibility that we offer such a thing. So how they, you know, this recommendation from the quorum study group, how does the community feel about it? But I think that we can come to a conclusion when we see the results. The results might surprise us that so much that we perhaps just to recommend to forget that recommendation altogether. So I think it's too early to think about the report we're going to give to the council. But therefore, at the moment, we have to think about the survey and which questions to ask. Which questions are really important and what we want to know. Does this answer your question, Hong? Or you have some other...
Yes, it did. Right, but I guess I can't stay very long. I need to have a rest.
Okay. Yeah. It really sounds like you need to rest and take care of yourself. So, if there are no more comments at the moment, let's proceed like that. So, as soon as possible, we'll try to come up with a first version of the survey. Then we send it to you, to the group. You see, you just check the survey, the questions, and think about possible answers, possible interpretations of this non-vote or abstention. And then we discuss it on the mailing list. And if we need to set up another call, we do that. If not, we'll try to exchange information via email, and then... when we start when replies start coming in, we'll see what they are. So, what's the time frame? When should we have the final results or final vote? When do we have to close the survey?
Gabby, I'm just looking at this. So the council meeting in London, where the council should have the report, is on the 25th of June. So ideally, they should have the report on the 18th of June, the week before. So I guess that we should start drafting the report. I don't think it will be very long, but let's say that we need to draft it a week earlier, like the 11th of June. So I would suggest that we run the survey first 1.5 weeks of June, from the 2nd to the 11th of June or something.
Oh, I think it would be good to start it on 26th May.
So next week.
At least 2 weeks, yeah.
26th of May.
It would be really good, but if the question is if we can make it.
We can look into at least, let's say, 28th of May.
Yeah, okay.
28th of May, and then until the 11th of June.
Okay.
That should
be we have to try to send the first draft by the end of the week so that the group has the possibility to comment. Okay,
Sorry, Katrina. Can I just also quickly say, I will follow up this with an email, but again, please think if you can think of any other definition of abstain, which we have not, thought of yet.
Yeah. Gabby, this is Celia. What I would suggest is maybe in the draft of the survey, how you say, abstain will not describe the not coming as quorum, and then between parentheses you say the implication.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest doing that, the implications in parentheses for every option, because to me the first two options, abstain and will not describe the policy, are not clear.
That's fine. So we write a short explanation afterwards. That's what you mean, right? So that we clearly define. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We will do that. But again, please think of, if you can think of any further explanations of the word abstain. So, because we might have not thought of everything.
All right.
Okay, so if there are no more comments, any of your comments are always welcome via email.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for joining, especially Hong. I hope you'll get better soon, and please have a rest and get well. So thank you very much for finding time to join the call, and let's exchange our views and further thoughts on the subject via email. So thank you very much, and just wait for information from us. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.